Okay, we are up to the Mishnah on Samach Beis Amud Beis. Now, Ad HaKatzir, if a person says Ad HaKatzir, Achiyaschul Am Liktzar, until the starts to harvest, Kfir Chiten. Now, this is a machloikas we had in a blot ago. Is Ad HaKatzir something that has a definite end or not? The Rush learned it doesn't. Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz learned it did, but it doesn't affect this Mishnah. This Mishnah doesn't say by Achihei, just says Ad HaKatzir, right? So what he's saying is, simple put, when a person says Katzir, he means wheat. There are different harvest seasons for wheat, for barley. They're both called Katzir. Now, grapes are called Batzir. They used to have a different word for different fruits, but wheat and barley were both called Katzir. So a person that says Katzir usually means the stam means ktir chitim. I would like ktir siren. But hakol if you malkim nidroi, everything depends on where he is. If he's in a barley place, it's barley. More than that,
it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction.
No, because he's saying in the Mishnah in regular places it's ktir chitim. There can be exceptions. The truth is the Mishnah writes it for the next line. Harvest season is not the same. On the mountain, it comes different times than in a valley. So a guy that says, Ad HaKatzir, and he means the wheat. Where? It's just where you are. If you're making this netter in the mountain, then it's the harvest season in the mountain. If you're making this netter in the valley, you mean the harvest season in the valley. There are different times. They can be 2 weeks apart. I don't know. I'm not a farmer. Ad HaKshamim. The guy says it should be us until the rain. Actually, you have shown him until it rains. Now, remember, in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't usually rain. Very, very rarely between Pesach and Sukkot. So we're talking about post-Sukkot, right? The Mishnah says in Sukkot that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a very bad sign. The Parshim also speak out that's only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutzlar, it's regular to rain on Sukkot. Therefore, it's not a bad sign. But in Eretz Yisrael, if it rains on Sukkot, that is earlier than it's supposed to rain. That's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so happy with you. Okay, but that's true. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, when a person talked about rain, he talked about post-Sukkot. Now he said, Shamim, how many times does it have to rain? Now in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah in Tainus tells us there were three times of rain at the beginning of the rainy season. It was called Revia Rishayna, the first rain. And rain is referred to a revia because it like sits on the ground, like somebody would sit on the ground. It's called these being raiva on the ground. So revia rishayna, revia shniya, revia shlishis. What does shamim mean? Does it mean first, second, or third? So the Mishnah is telling me that it means second. Achaterid revia shniya. So you have to wait till the second one arrives. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, no. It doesn't mean till the actual rain. When a person says kshamim, he means actually the time. There was a set time on the calendar that the second rain was supposed to come. That was the way they worked. It was pretty clockwork, right? They started saying the same talamutter at a certain date, which was supposed to be the first rain. As the Gemara will explain later today, they started fasting at the third date. Right? There were three supposed to times of rain. They expected rain on this calendar day, the exact calendar day. And if it didn't, they started saying the same Talmud. And Eretz Yisrael, they do it on Zion Cheshvan, because that's how they pass them as this man Revi'a Rishayna. They didn't start fasting about rain till the first three times. So we have to know when the first, when the second, when the third. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, since he said Ad HaKshamim, he doesn't actually mean rain. He means the time of the second rain. We'll see that in the Gemara. That's why we're learning the Gemara. And we'll learn the Rosh. We'll see how they explain it. To the end of the rain season. Now, there it can't mean rain. How do you know when the last rain is? Unless you're a Navi, how do you know today was the last rain? Maybe it'll rain 5 days from now. I thought Sunday was the last snow. I had a surprise this week. It wasn't the last snow. Right? How do you know what the last one is? So it must mean season.
Why?
Because how do you know it's the last rain?
Until the last rain.
When is the last rain?
whenever it'll be.
Again, you finished. It rained today. Do I know it's over? Maybe it'll rain tomorrow. Maybe it'll rain a week from now. Maybe it'll rain 2 weeks from now. You never know it's over.
What does that mean then? Montgomery says, put himself to something.
Again, you're not answering my question. How can a guy be making a netter when he'll never know when it happened? It's not like he'll figure out it's a suffix. It'll be a suffix 12 months a year for every year.
I thought
it usually doesn't rain. Can you be sure that was the last rain? So the Gemara actually ate Nissan Kula, never a mayor. The Farshim speak out, the mayor holds, you ask for rain the whole Nissan. You still say Marsha Baruch Hamayit Hageshem through the end of Nissan. We don't paskin that way. That's from Meir Shita. So therefore, according to him, that means rain's supposed to come the whole Nissan. The Yehudai Machi Avra Pesach, till Pesach is over, the Mepharshim ask, why till Pesach is over? The Gemara in Titus says that according to Yehuda, the rain ends the beginning of Pesach. The end of the season is, by Musaf, the first day, we say what's the name again? Maybe that's all for those who say it, right? Or for the, we bench towel, right? Right. I say Masha Baruch Hamayit HaTov. That's why I wasn't saying clearly. Right, but that's the, so Rabbi Yehuda says it. So the Mepharshim asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why to the end of Pesach? They don't give an answer. Dr. Rush, HaKol if you makam Detroit. We write to us HaMakam Sairim. If most of the grain grown there is barley, Akasir Sairim. The oid come are the Mishnah's adding in Goy Bahar, the Goy Bepika, Gambazel, Hilo Hamakim Nidra. Arak Shamim, Achiuk Shamim, Be'ezo Losh and Sham are Mutter, Kimin Shishilo Ak Shamim, Lerit Bevir Shaina. No matter how he said Arak Shamim or Achi Heyak Shamim, there's two answers here. Arak Shamim, Achi Yuak Shamim. The Rush learns there are two cases. Either he said till the rain, or until he said till the rain was. Which rain? Till it starts raining the second time. It can't be after the rain. Remember the last Mishnah we talked about, Achihei means till it's over, but that was only something that had a set time. There is no set time for Reviyah Shnia that we can say it's over. Because sometimes it rains for a day, and sometimes it rains for 3 days. The Gemara will say what the time of Reviyah Shnia is. There are three reviyas. Tanya. Somebody made a netter to kayats, which is the harvest season for figs, that's what we said. And he made it in Galil, which is highland. The Yared Lamokim, and then he went down to a valley. Avapi Shagia Akayats Lamokim. Even though where he is now, the harvest season of figs have arrived, he didn't make the netter in Damokim. He made it when he was in Galil. Therefore, he referred to when the harvest season is in Galil. And again, the difference in time between them, I have no clue. He can't till it reaches where he made the netter. In Damokim, it reaches earlier. In Damokim, they're already eating new figs. He can't because he made it in the Galil. He has to wait till the harvest season over there. Now, it could be he didn't make it from figs. He might have offered himself an apple till the fig season, harvest season comes. So that issur extends till the harvest season starts in the area that he made the netter. It's a very simple halacha. Go by where you made the netter. Dr. Rush. 1 second. Asra Chagia Kayetz, the goal. The Buster Makim Nidroy has Linan. The Rush says it goes both ways. Let's say you made the netter by Mokim, and now you went to Goel. And in Goel, it's not there yet. But where you made the netter, it's already harvest season. So your netter is over. Yes? Okay. That's why we like to do the Rush first. Yes?
So you go after where the person is, right?
When he makes the netter.
Okay. Now. I'm sorry, I don't know.
No, it's okay. He just repeated what I said. It's okay.
Now, my question is like this. So when your person says, Ana Katsir, go after what he has. Let's say he only has one thing. He doesn't have wheat. He doesn't have...
He's not talking about his thing. He's talking about his location.
Okay. Okay, good. Now I'm saying, I'm taking it to the next step.
But the Mishnah doesn't take it to the next step.
Why not?
Because the Mishnah is saying it depends on location, not on the person himself.
The word kutzer can mean, he said...
I said no. Most people refer to it, again, we said the default option is wheat. Unless you live in a place where the main bumper crop is barley, you say it means wheat.
But you don't say...
We don't look by the individual, correct. Exactly. Something about right. Adak Shamim, Ach Yu Shamim. Ach Tevid Revir Shnea, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, till the season, the second time. Amar Rav Zera, Machloikas at the Amar Adak Shamim. The Machloikas is when he said Adak Shamim. Right? Now, I'm learning like the Rush. Again, Rabbeinu Art Scroll might not learn like the Rush here. I try to warn people because I don't think he does. Because the Ron doesn't. But we learn like the Rush. So the Rush says, when is there a machloikus? When he said it in plural. Ava'ama ad hageshem, he said it in singular, ad zman shomim. Now, two things change according to the Rush. A, the Tanakhama agrees. It doesn't mean the actual rain. It means the time of the rain. And the reason for that is that's what people mean when they say ad hageshem. Shamim, according to the Tanakhama, means actual rain. Geshem means time. Why? I don't know. That's how people talk. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Geshem, the Tanakhama agrees, does not mean till the actual rain. It means till the time of the rain. It's Machloikas. Tanakhama said it meant the rain. I'm sure Gamliel meant it. It meant the time of the rain. And it meant the second rain. Geshem means the first rain. So there are two changes between Geshem and Shamim according to the Tanakhama. A, it's not the second, it's the first, because it was said singular. And B, the Tanakhama agrees that if he said it singular, he doesn't mean the actual rain, he means the time of the rain. And I don't know why he agrees. I don't know. All I can say is, that's what people talk like. I don't know. I don't know why they talk that way, but that's what he says. No, again, let's go back. In the Mishnah, we had a machloikis by the word hakshamim, where the Tanakhama meant the actual second rain, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said the time of the second rain. What if he said ad hageshem, not ad hakshamim? Rav Shimon Gamliel says it means the time of the first rain. The Tanakhama agrees totally. It means the time of the first rain. That means the Tanakhama has two changes between geshem and shamim. Rav Shimon Gamliel only has one. Because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it always meant time. So Shamim meant two rains, and Geshem means one rain. According to the Tanakhama, Geshem means one rain, but it doesn't mean the actual rain. It means the time of the first rain. Even he agrees that by Geshem, it doesn't mean the actual rain like Shamim. It means the time. It also means first, not second, because it's said in singular. Two changes between the Tanakhama. In Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's one change. Shamim meant the time of the second rain, and Geshem means the time of the first rain. According to Tanakhama, two changes happen. A, it means the first rain, and it doesn't mean the actual first rain. It means the time of the first rain. Dr. Rush, Machloikas Arak Shamim. The Tanakhama, you read the Shavuot Shnia. Tanakhama means the actual coming down of the rain. Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar. Zman Revi'ishnia, the time of the second rain. The Shamim Mashma, the Tanakhama, you read this Shamim. Shamim, according to the Tanakhama, means the coming down of the rain. The Gam, Mashma Lush and Rabim, umiyat Rabim Shnayim. Shamim is plural, therefore it means the second. Avalal Geshem, Lush and Zman Geshem. Even the Tanakhama agrees that that means the time of the rain. The Gam, Mashma Lush and Zman Revi'ishnia. It also means the first, not the second. So the Rush is pointing out that there are two changes now in the Tanakhama. We go to 2-1, because he went from plural to singular. And also, for whatever reason, he agrees that Geshem means time of rain.
What is time of rain? Is that when it actually happens?
No, again, I don't know. You must have come late. I spoke out that in those days, they had times of rain. You know, in fact, if you wait a minute and a half, you'll find out. Because the Gemara is going to bring it down when I spoke out. Next one. Amos Aizman Shabbuch Revia. What are the times of the rains? Habachira Begimel. The early rain is supposed to arrive of the third day of the Cheshvan. That is considered the first rain, the time of the first rain. Beinonis, the second one, is supposed to arrive b'shiva, 4 days later. So the first rain comes on the third, then the second rain comes 4 days later. Afela, and they changed the girsa here, Afela comes b'shiva asar, comes third, 10 days later. That's what they change it to the 17th. So that's what it says in time. So therefore, there's three times of rain to Remeir. Remeir holds, you know what the times of the rain are? 3, 7, 17. Those are the times. That doesn't mean it rains that day. It's supposed to rain that day. That's what Chazal said are the times of the rain. This is when it's supposed to happen. There's supposed to be three rains in that first, what word am I looking for? The first season of rain. It's split into three. The first, the second, the third. What are the dates? 3, 7, 17. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, B'shiva, B'shiva Aser, B'Aser, B'Shleisha. Rabbi Yehuda says, 7, 17, 23. That's his dates. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, B'shiva Aser, B'Aser, B'Shleisha, B'Chaydesh Kislev. 7, 17, 23, and Chaydesh Kislev, which is 30th, the day 30th. Chaydesh usually has 29. So Chaydesh Kislev would be day 30, which is day 1 of Chaydesh Kislev. So you have a three-way Machlokes Tanoim, what the three times are. Yes, Dr. Harris, you had a question?
You said 17,
23,
and
30. Yeah, I didn't say 30, I said Chaydesh Kislev. I translated that as 30. The Mishnah, the Brisa says Chaydesh Kislev, which is the 30th day of Cheshvan, which is the first day of Kislev, yes.
I also was a particularly complicated concept. English does exactly the same thing. Right? If you say the time of the war versus the time of the wars.
No, this is not a hard concept. No, I didn't say it was.
Okay.
You
know what?
Yes.
You should tell me that they knew when the rain would come. I mean,
yes. No, explain. Let me explain to you something. See, as I said many a time, my produce grows in either Dave's or Heinen's or wherever my wife picks it up. I don't really follow, right? That's where my produce grows. It doesn't rain last time I checked. It seems to grow there without rain. So I have no idea. Farmers can tell you what day of the year this happens. Because this is Tyra and this is Shtusim. Groundhog Day is on February 2nd. Because they can tell you that on February 2nd, the groundhog will come out of its hole. I don't know if it does or not, by the way. Again, it doesn't make a difference, right? But why did they pick a day? Because they figured out that that's when that usually happened. Either they did or they made it up and they told a lot of people on their stuff. Either way, but they can tell you, scientists or people who study, you don't have to be a scientist. People who deal with things can predict, like the buzzards. In Cleveland, I think the buzzards they're called. Bird. They go watch the buzzards come. They can predict.
What is that?
The bird. They can predict what day the buzzards will come. Now, they always work that day? I highly doubt it. But people who watch things can predict accurately when things happen. It's just the way it is.
But if I went accurately, every year I would have to change my...
No, you wouldn't. Because it runs by, you mean the problem is, you're asking a good question without even knowing you're asking, that in solar year, it's easier to predict than in a lunar year. Because in a lunar year, we play around. I mean, halakhically, I don't mean it in a bad way, right? Kibbutz Cheshvan or Zion Cheshvan is not the same English date, and seasons usually go by English dates. So that's what happens, right? Fall starts on halakhically October 4th, according to the other sheet, that's September 22nd, 23rd, right? Whenever it starts, Smaklaikis, I'm not getting involved now, Smaklaikis, Shmuel, Rebbe Volt, Smaklaikis, Tumani, I remember the Gemara. But that's not the point. The point is, we do it by solar. Here we're doing it by lunar, which is a Chiddush, which is saying, like the Yerushalmi says. There's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, this is a Yerushalmi, the Shach brings it in Hilchos Nida. The Yerushalmi says, in Halacha, the Yerushalmi says that a girl is three. The halacha is when a girl is three, she has an intimate relationship, her besulim do not grow back. If she's under three, Chazal tell us, her besulim grow back. This is a fact Chazal told us. Now, what happens? The girl turned three on Gimel Adar, and then Bezin decided to make an Adar Beis. Zakti Yishalmi, her besulim will grow back. That means she had intimacy on Talad Adar, the besulim did not grow back. On Yud Beis Adar, Bezin decided we're going to add an Adar. So that means she wasn't three at the time she had the intimacy. So Zakti Yishalmi, Bezin's power will make it that her besulim go back. The Shach Paskins and Hilchus Nida, that the reason a woman can have a vest kavua, frek the Shach, how can you have a vest achaydish by the day of the lunar month, when sometimes it's a 29-day month, and sometimes it's a 30-day month, and this woman establishes her vest on hay. It's not even. Zakti Shach, if Bezin decides it's Rish Chaydish, they just made it Rish Chaydish, and it goes by their psach. This is the Shach, Nilkas Nida, Vahalacha Lamaisa. So again, so Chazal are telling us that their month control the rain. This is when rain comes, and it'll come following the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar, because we are Bezin, and we decide these things.
So Bezin's chain makes it that the first rain will come on the third?
It might not happen, but that's when it happens most of the time. Correct. Sometimes it doesn't rain. Sometimes they have to fast in Eretz Yisrael because there's no rain. But the Bezin decides that this is the norm, and they decide when that day is by making Rosh Chodesh or not making Rosh Chodesh. The power of Bezin. Yes?
If it usually happens, it's a pretty easy way to figure out who's right.
Again, that's a good question. That's a very good question from a Sechtes time that's not for here. I don't know the answer. But I will say the following. We do this all the time. We do this all the time. A person becomes 13, he develops state saras. Right? Now, he develops state saras on the day, the Gemara says, most children develop state saras on the day they turn 13. Now, they turn 13 on Yud Gimel Shvat. Now, Bezin decides what day Rish Chodesh Shvat is. It might be a day earlier, it might be a day later. They didn't have a calendar in those days. They did it on Be'edim. So when does he get state saras? The day that Bezin says is Yud Gimel. That's the day he'll get state saras. Because we control Teva. That's a big chiddush. Chazal, Torah controls Teva. And if Torah says this is it, then this is it. Halacha controls Teva, exactly. I know it's a hard concept because we're so far removed from it that we don't understand the power of Torah and the power of Bezin. But it's a great, it's true. It's a true concept.
Does it apply today?
Well, does the kid turn by mitzvah and Yud Gimel?
I'm talking about the rain.
I don't know exactly what they're doing at the show today. I know that this year was a bad rain season. I heard that people should daven for rain in Eretz Yisrael. When you say the St. Talamunter should have in mind, yes. They didn't have that much rain this year. They needed a lot more. Yes.
Two things. Number one, farmers don't know what day it is when it's going to be time to seed. They know farmers refer to it as, you know, planting season and harvest season. For planting season, for harvest season, they will rain itself and see when it's ready.
Okay.
Number two, you're actually taking a smaller example, not using a big example. The Akedat Yitzhak wrote that the greatest gift God gave to Israel is the ability to adjudicate the month. Because that being the case, on Yontif, there is a different apposition of Shemayim Vorus, not just Teva.
Again, doctor, this is where you go off. Just read by me. This is the Gemara talking about rain. I'm trying to stick to rain. I'm not trying to stick to the Ruchnias, the Kapart of Pesach.
You brought in Stasaris.
Because those are all physical manifestations of it. You're talking about Ruchnias, the manifestations that Chazal control. You're right. I'm talking about physical things that any person can watch. That's what I was saying. That's all.
I'm
not disagreeing with you. I know Pesach is decided by Bezin. I know that. I wasn't arguing on that. I was trying to say that physical things happen because of the month. That's all. Okay. Rabbi Yossi said, the Yechidim in Tamid HaChachamim, they started fasting when the third time came. According to Rabbi Yossi, the third time comes on the 23rd day of Kislev, of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Therefore, that's when they started fasting. The rest of the Tzibur waited another week and a half, another 2 weeks, really. Right? Kaminan Allah. And we said on this Gemara, this is a Mishnah, in Masech the Sinus. Kaminan Allah. And we said, Bishlaim Rabbi Yeshu Mishayna Lishol. I can understand the first rain. Why don't we have to know the time of the first rain? When we start saying Masech Talabatar, Rabbi Meir would start on Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda would start on Zion, and Rabbi Yossi would start on Yud Zion. Obviously, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda because we start on Zion in Eretz Yisrael. Ela l'shniya, in Shlishis is l'sanais. The third revia makes a difference when the Talmid HaChachamim start fasting. Not the Tzibur. The Tzibur waited another 2 weeks. But the Talmid HaChachamim started fasting at the third time if it hadn't rained yet. Ela l'shniya l'mai. Why do we have to know the second one? V'yamer Abzeira l'neider. We have to know it when the guy asked himself, the Gemara assumes that he said Ad HaGeshem. He said Ad HaGeshem. And we have to know when that Neder expires. It expires at the second Reviyah. We said HaGeshem is the first. And this Raisa seems to say, because the Gemara is assuming that he made Ad HaGeshem, and therefore it says you have to know for the second. So you have to know the second. But Minan, Allah, Kaman Azla. Okay, before we move on. So whatever it is, that's the kasha. The Brisa seems to say that Neder is over at the second, and the assumption is he said Ad HaGeshem. That's why we have to know what the second one is. So that's the kasha. We said Ad HaGeshem is the first, and here it says Ad HaGeshem is the second.
According to everyone.
Right. Exactly. Raminan Allah, and we even said on the Braisa, Kamana Azlah Tanya, according to whom does the following statement say? Meaning that Gishamim Shiyardu Shiva Yamim Zakhazeh. What if you had a consistent rain for 7 days? Like snow in Cleveland? It goes 7 days straight. So it was raining 7 days straight in Eretz Yisrael. Atamainabahem Revia Rishai Noshniya. This counts as two rains. Usually, it rains, it stops, it starts again. If you have a seven-day continuous rain, it changes from one to two. Now, who had a seven-day break between one and two? Rabbi Yossi. Come on, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one that said that 17 to 23, first and second, that's a seven-day break. Because according to a mayor, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is a four-day break. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 7 and 17. It's a 10-day break. The Brisa said 7-day break. So that's Rabbi Yossi talking. But we see clearly that no matter what you said, it goes to the second rain. And for the Gemara, no, Adak Shaman. He said Adak Shaman. He didn't say Adak Geshem. You're right. Had he said Adak Geshem, it would be the first one. He says Adak Shaman. Now the Rosh is going to add something here. That, again, to understand Parshat Pshat the Gemara, you don't need it, but he felt you didn't need it, so we'll see what the Rosh says.
Yeah, there must be some reason why the Gemara thought he said Geshem. I could have answered it this way either, also. Must be something that bothered the Gemara that he
could
do.
Well,
what does the
Gemara
also have to do with
it? Right, so the Rosh will explain. Not so simple, but the Rosh will explain. At least. Well, try to understand the Rush as he explains. Let's start the Rush. The Rush is at the beginning of the page. Habchira begimu v'kulam b'macheshvan. We're talking about macheshvan. Hayechidim tamid hachamim shem yuchadim b'maseyam. Who are called the yechidim, the individuals. Fast. Who are these individuals? So the Rush, it's tamid hachamim who are unique in the way they act. Revi'a reshayna l'sho. Sha'az mispa'ulim b'tzeit ha'lamotar chutz min ha'gayla. Not people in exile, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. By the way, which is one of the hardest sugyas, and I shouldn't say hardest, one of the difficult things to understand, which the Rosh himself and the Tshuva wanted to paskin differently than the whole world, and back down because nobody agreed with him. And that is, why in Spain are we saying Vesein Talamakar like they say in Bavel? In Bavel, the Gemara said they started 60 days after the season, which is December 5th, 4th, 3rd, whatever it is, right? It moves. But every 100 years, it moves. Every 300, 400 years it moves. But that's not the point. Right? In Metro Shem, when you get to 2100, you'll realize it moves a day. But that's not the point. It didn't move in 2000. That was the 400th year. Didn't move in 2000. It moved 1700, 1800, 1900. It did not move in 2000. It will move in 2100. That's what it is.
Could be.
All I know is that's what I was told. Anyway, Viter. Let's move on now. I don't want to get involved in that. So the question is, right, so the Rush is saying, that was the Rush's question. Why in Spain do I do like Bubble? Why don't in Spain do I like what they need in Spain? In the United States, they should say Vitein Talamutter when they need rain in the United States, not when they need rain in Bavo. We do like Bavo. We ask the same Talamutter, December 5th or 4th, whatever it was, like they do in Bavo. So therefore, the Rush wanted the Paschim that every country should do it when they need rain. They should figure out the time, rain, and season. But nobody agreed to him, and he backed down, and therefore, halacha remains halacha, then you do it on December 5th. And it's like, yeah, you have to say Shema Nesrei over on December 5th, even though in the United States they might not need rain on December 5th. But the halacha is we say Shema Nesrei over if you skip the Saint Talamata. So the Rush wanted to change that, and he backed down because nobody agreed with him. But that was his kashya, but it's not a chaos there. We're not learning kindness.
We only daven for Eretz Yisrael.
No, we don't. You daven for yourself, but we daven for ourselves also. But we don't start. If we started for Eretz Yisrael, we would start Zion Cheshvan.
We daven for ourselves.
Well, don't you need rain? Again, this is the problem. I don't need rain because my fruit grows without rain. I don't know if your fruit grows without rain. My fruit grows without rain.
I was shopping when you go.
So therefore, your fruit grows without rain too. We don't associate. We don't When I was in Eretz Yisrael, when it was pouring away and I was having a miserable walk, even though I shouldn't say that about Eretz Yisrael, I was drenched to the bone, and the Yerushalmi guy walked by, Gishmei Bracha. Gishmei Bracha. The last thing on my mind was Gishmei Bracha. But this to Yerushalmi, this is food. What? Of course he was right and I was wrong. No, he was right and I was wrong. It was pouring. I got there at Shlaim on Friday. I was there till Wednesday, 4 days, 5 days. Friday afternoon it started raining. Stopped Wednesday morning as I was on my way to the airport, and I was there for rain. Friday night, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, constant rain. Yishmei Bracha, they were so excited.
Miller had a famous quote, you know, drinking his orange juice and saying, what a nasty rain.
Right. Exactly, that's it, yes.
I would like to see what happens. The Yerushalmi is here right now. Snow melts slowly. Provides a great deal of
Again, I'm just trying to prove a point. That's all. But Dr. Gemara Weiter. Dr. Gemara Weiter. So the question is, Shlishisli Yisanoi Simla Yarduk Shamim. Amar Amzayru L'Naidu Gamina B'Mathis. Ramin Allah. So he says, what do we need that Ramin Allah? But Baruch Maisha asked. Ma'isi Raya, the Avul Reb Shimon Gamliel, boy is a man revish near Bechalinyan. That Reb Shimon Gamliel counts the second for everything. Why? The Sagar Daitan Daira Bashar Bara Geshem. Right? Reb Shimon Gamliel figures that we're talking about the guy said Ara Geshem, and still the Neuzer is going on that as well. And the proof is, how do I know Reb Shimon Gamliel means that? Maybe he means the first one, or maybe this Tana is arguing Reb Shimon Gamliel. Because he himself says that the second one starts on the 17th, right? And he said that's when it goes. That means he's going along with the Gemara that we're going from the second. That's just showing us that Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree to the Braisa before. That's why we bring this down. Because since he says 7 days is considered two, that means he's saying there's a second time all the time. We go by second time for Neder. Because that was shot in that Braisa. Kaman Krib Yaisi, the Amar Shimon, Mishayin of Yerzayin, Ashti Bechav Gimel. Behold the Matzah now. Now, the question now becomes, so what is the second rain for? Meaning, what is the actual second rain for? The time is for neither. Right? For saying, according to Shimon Gamliel, because we say Shimon Gamliel agrees to the previous Raisa. So the time of the second rain is for neither. That's what Shimon Gamliel said. You go back in time. So what does the actual rain make a difference?
According to whom?
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Does the actual rain ever make a difference in halacha?
Equals after time.
Right. So we want to know, does it ever make a difference in halacha, the actual rain?
Question on everybody or just
on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because the Tanakhama said Shimon meant actual rain. There's a kasha in everybody that it says neither is the time of the second rain.
Right.
Okay. Now we're asking a practical question. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, does actual rain ever make a difference? Dr. Rush, go ahead to match Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you read this to be a shnei, a lot of neither. He doesn't need the rain for neither. He goes by the time of the rain. When it rains the second rain, you're not allowed to use people's fields as shortcuts. Once in the summer, you can use people's fields for shortcuts. Then they plant. At that point, you can still walk across the field. When it rains the second rain, at that point, stay off somebody's field, but you're hurting the growth of his plants. But that's actual rain. Time of rain doesn't determine that. That's actual rain. In Mishani, in the Gemara answers, Ahuda Amar Akshamim, he said to Akshamim, but if he said Ad HaGeshem, it would be the first one. That's the Gemara's answer. We thought that this is even if he said Ad HaGeshem, the answer is he said Ad HaGeshem.
What does it mean that we don't
have the Mafteach for Geshem? What? That's a Gemara in Mesechta's Tainus. Nothing to do with this Gemara. What does that mean we don't have the Mafteach of Tchias HaBesim? Why are you asking me on Geshem?
It seems that we have some kind of
Mafteach
here to know where to
guess from. That's not Mafteach. That's knowing when it's coming.
What
does Mafteach mean? To get it done. To be able to say, let it rain, and it rains.
Oh.
We don't have the key to it. That doesn't mean we don't know when it's happening. We do know when it's happening.
We can't swim.
We can't, whatever that means, we can daven. And there might be some response. But we don't control. We don't control birth. We don't control tears. Right? We can predict birth, too, to a certain extent. But we can't control it. When do you start saying the same Talmud Mutter? When did they start in Eretz Yisrael? 2 months before, almost 2 months before. So if you were davening Eretz Yisrael, why aren't you saying it Zayin Cheshvan? Answer is, we're davening for us. We include Eretz Yisrael in our tefillos. But till we need it, we don't daven. Chazal determined that the whole world needs it, besides Eretz Yisrael, starting at a time of Bavel. Which I mentioned is a very difficult thing to understand, and I'm not the only one that doesn't understand it. The Rush didn't understand.
What are they doing in Australia?
Oh, major tshuvas. Major tshuvas. The big machlokes. Whatever I tell you is a machlokes. Yes, it's a major problem. Interesting, this shaila came up at the end of the 1800s. I guess till then there wasn't really a Jewish community in Australia. That's when they started asking, what do we do? There's tshuvas. What do we do in Australia? What do you do in Argentina? Same thing. The big machlokes. I don't know Lamaisa what they do. They must have a psak that they carry out now. I don't know what it is. You're right.
They could be doing differently than us or the same.
Again, I don't know what that luck is. Whatever I'll answer you, I'm guessing, and I'd rather not. Especially when I might be totally wrong. That's what I'm talking about. Right. So at the end of the day, in Eretz Yisrael, they have times of rain, and they we paskin Zayin Cheshvan. That's when we start saying the same Talamantar. And in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, they start. In Bavel, they start saying it on December, whatever it is. The Gemara says that. That's a Gemara. And we act like Bavel in the United States. In Ohio, we act like Bavel. Why? That's what the Pesach said. The Rush didn't understand it, but everybody said, don't change it, so he didn't change it. The Chiddush is, we repeat Shemini Esrei. It's pouring rain in America. We don't need rain in December. We don't need it. It's not growing season. Not Negev. And if I don't say the same Talmud Mutter, I repeat 19 brachos. That's halacha. Because if that's halacha, we do halacha. That's what we do. That's how we live. We do halacha. That's halacha.
But when the Rush said what he said made a lot of sense, right?
Again?
No, meaning
he felt it then.
No, and Rebbe also thought it did, and so do I, and everyone else. The question is, there must have been some answer. It wasn't like a hope.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the... I don't know. I can't answer it. I don't know. But I know what that walk is. That I know. That I know. They talk about, what if you live in a country that needs rain in the summer? Mr. Brewer talks about that. He says to say it by Shemaya Tvila. Not to say it. But he's talking the Northern Hemisphere, where most of the countries don't need rain in the summer. They need it in the winter. At least, that's the assumption.
Oh, you can say, when it's about to win, you can say that, right?
That's, again, that's under Mr. Rapaskin. If you're in a country that's desperate, if you live in California, maybe you should say a lot of other things too, but you should say the St. Paul Mantra by Shemaya Tvila, correct? If they're desperate, they have a drought, right? They can't turn off a fire.
The Shmak Holenu is not as effective as the St. Paul Mantra.
No, you're not allowed to say the St. Paul Mantra middle of the bracha, because that's not what Chazal wanted you to say.
No, no, no,
Shmak Holenu, you can ask for whatever you want.
I didn't mean that. I'm saying Lamaisa, the Shmak Holenu, whatever you're going to put in there, it's part of the Shemot Esrei, right? So, it can't be...
I'm not here to give a chumash here now.
I'm not giving a chumash.
I'm going to give you a chumash here right now. I'll give you a chumash here right now.
But
if you listen for a second, let me answer you. When a person davens in Shemot Esrei, that whatever his bakasha is it as powerful as the words in Shemot Esrei? I'll ask you a question. If a guy adds, in whatever language he wants to talk, Rabbi Nishlalem, I need parnasa. Rabbi Nishlalem, I need a shidduch for my daughter. Rabbi Nishlalem, I need a refuah. He adds his own words, not the part of Shemot Esrei. Is it as effective as the words of Chazal? Zok de Meshech Chachma. Not Yitzchak Margaret.
Where?
In Vayechi. The Meshech Chachma in Vayechi on the Pasik, Becharbi u'Bekashti. So the Targum says, Charbi is Tfilah, and Keshes, bow and arrow, refers to your own bakasha. Zok de Meshech Chachma, why is Tfila a sword, and why is your bakasha a bow and arrow? Zok de Meshech Chachma, when you swing a sword, it's effective. If you're within distance of your enemy, it's going to do damage. You aim it, it kills. You don't aim it, it maims. But it's going to do something. Swords don't hit and go nowhere. Bow and arrow is all about the aim. If you're a fraction off of the aim, it lands 30 feet away of your target. It does zero. Zok de Meshech Chachma. Chazal put into the words that even if you don't have kavanah in the words, it's effective. If I can aim, no aim. But it does something. When you say the words Chazal put into Shemai Nasrei, the same Talamatar in Baruch Aleinu, it works. Not as much as if you have kavanah, but it works. It's a sword. If you say your own words and you don't know what you're talking, you're not thinking very well what it means, you just shot it 30 feet away from the target. Now, St. Talamatar, Shema Kaleinu is your own words. So is it as effective? Only if you have Kabbalah. That's why I advise people never to say the same thing every Shema Nasrei. Because what happens is, then it becomes part of your computer. You don't even think about what you're saying, just like the rest of Shema Nasrei. Some people don't have Kabbalah sometimes, right? And they're saying words. So they're saying words here too. Rabbi Nishlam, I need a shidduch for my daughter. It means a thing because you just added words without thinking.
That's part of the...
As I'm saying, that's why I tell people to change. Ask for different things, different times. So at least you'll stop and say, what am I asking for now? And you might have kabbalah when you say it.
Very good. It should be, Rabbi should say it over.